Good morning. Boy, is it foggy out there. 40 degrees at 5:05. I'm Steve Simpson, WCCO News. We begin this morning with our weather. A dense fog advisory in effect until 10 this morning. The National Weather Service says there is near zero visibility in a number of areas this morning, so use those low beams and slow down. There is also a flood watch in effect for the metro through this evening, and more rain is on the way. Places like Stillwater getting ready.
Perched on the edge of the St. Croix River, city crews are preparing for it to rise in the coming days and weeks.
We're basically trying to get all the snow out of downtown. We're getting ready to set up, you know, kind of the Jersey barriers. As of March 18th, we're going to be closing all of the parking lots east of Water Street and barricading those off. So we've got room for our city crews and our volunteers when we need them to get to work.
Mayor Ted Kozlowski says at this point, it's not clear if a little sandbagging will do the trick or if they need to construct a levee system. If the river rises too high, he says MnDOT will need to raise the old Stillwater lift bridge manually to allow debris to pass through. The community, though, is ready to help. The Facebook group Stillwater Flood Volunteers has more than 1,500 members. Sloan Martin, WCCO.
According to the National Weather Service this morning, the river is about 10 feet below the flood stage of 87 feet. Again, our flood watch that is in place right now, that's more for the street flooding that we'll be seeing once again today. Stay with us. We'll have more on the weather throughout the morning. And WCCO Radio meteorologist Mike Lynch will join us here after 6 o'clock with more on what to expect here over the next few days. New this morning, a suspect associated with an Amber Alert is in custody, but police are still looking for his 2-year-old daughter, who they now say could be here in Minnesota. 33-year-old Darius Higgins was taken into custody in connection with the homicide of his wife. Police are investigating a tip that the little girl, Neilani Robinson, could be in St. Cloud or Ann Arbor, Michigan. They say a second person also arrested with Higgins for harboring and aiding a fugitive. Anybody with information regarding Robinson's whereabouts asked to call 911. A Hennepin County Sheriff's deputy pleading guilty to 2 felony charges, accusing him of child sex crime. 60-year-old Jeffrey Masick was arrested in Rice Lake, Wisconsin last April and charged with 3 felony counts of using a computer to try to meet a child for sex. Yesterday in Barron County, Masick reached an agreement with prosecutors to plead guilty to 2 of those charges. He will be sentenced in May. Well, now some Republican lawmakers here in the state are calling for the resignation of the Inspector General at the State Department of Human Services in the wake of a legislative auditor's report on fraud within the state's child care assistance program.
It's just such a huge disconnect here. It's really quite shocking.
Republican Representative Nick Zerwa says the auditor's report confirms that the department lacks the basic internal controls necessary to crack down on fraud in the program, even though investigators within the department have repeatedly sounded the alarm. He and others say the report documented a poor working relationship between Inspector General Carolyn Hamm and the department's child care fraud investigators.
We know that the lead of the Inspector General's office was, at the very least, asleep at the switch, if not, at some points, possibly even running counter to the investigators that work for her.
Susie Jones, WCCO.
The audit was started after a Fox 9 report of allegations from a former state employee who said as much as $100 million from the program was being diverted to possible terrorist networks. The audit finding no such evidence, but they did say that fraud is a problem. WCCO News Time is 5:08.